Hello and welcome to The Irish Men, the daily podcast where I watch 1 minute of the 3.5 hour 2019 Netflix movie The Irish Men and talk about it. I'm Ryan Simmons and today is Friday, January 29th. My guest today is my friend and colleague from Banner Society and co-host of the Shutdown Fullcast, Ryan Nanny. Hey, Ryan, thank you so much for doing this very stupid and unnecessary project that I've been forcing on people.
Well, I think like post-election, this is probably the most important thing left for us to do.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I think
is this part of the healing process?
Yeah, this is the unity right here.
How so? Could you walk me through?
Oh, I assume Rand Paul is coming on next. Is that wrong? Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a panel show. And Chuck Todd will be coming over to.
You should do that. You should do that. You should invite every Republican senator onto this podcast. And if they reject you, they're the ones who are ruining the unity.
Right. Exactly. They terrify me, though. All of those people are insane people.
Well, you know, they can't hurt you over the audio, over the internet. They can't get to you.
It does feel like it, though. It feels like 4 years of it. I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here, though.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
So you are going to watch the 74th minute of this movie with me.
Okay.
Do you have not seen this movie yet, right?
I have not.
Do you know anything about the movie or the Hoffa story at all?
So I know the teeniest bit about the Hoffa story. I'm aware that there's a Jack Nicholson movie. Like from early 90s or something about it as well.
I don't know anything about it.
I didn't see that either.
Okay, good.
We saw Witches of Eastwick though. Thought that was fun.
What is Witches of Eastwick?
Witches of Eastwick is a different Jack Nicholson movie. Who else is in it? It's Jack Nicholson.
And also about Jimmy Hoffa?
Susan Sarandon. No, he plays like he's like the devil. Yeah, it's a
standard. So you're just Nicholson. Naming other Jack Nicholson movies.
Is that cool, not yeah. helpful?
I've seen Chinatown. I mean, you know, it's
okay. How about my? All right. Here's the only question I have for you.
Uh huh.
Sight unseen in this movie. Have you ever seen My Blue Heaven?
No, I haven't.
Do you know what My Blue Heaven is?
No, I don't.
Okay, so.
I should not have a podcast. I'm like the most blank canvas. Like
it's fine. Pathetic no, it's fine. In history. So. What if I told you, have you seen Goodfellas? Let's start
there.
Yes,
yeah.
So Ray Liotta plays Henry Hill in Goodfellas. And right. At the end of the movie, you remember what happens to him at the end of the movie?
Yes.
He enters witness protection.
Yes.
What if I told you that there is a movie based on Henry Hill's life in witness protection?
Oh, yeah, that rules. Okay, I'm into it.
Who do you think plays Henry Hill in that movie?
Are you telling me it's Jack Nicholson?
No.
Oh. Then I don't, am I supposed to know?
No, it's Steve Martin. It's a Steve Martin, Rick Moranis, like
what?
Witsec comedy vehicle.
More like witless protection. Am I right?
There you go. I think that already is a movie also, but
I'm sure it is.
I think that's a Larry the Cable Guy movie. I'm not making that up, but there's a whole. There's a whole nother movie about Henry Hill. I don't think they use that name. I think they sort of like tweak it a little. It takes place in Florida. It's super like weird and campy and goofy because Steve Martin is playing this like Goomba mobster.
Right.
And Rick Moranis is the like FBI agent assigned to protect him.
Oh my God. This is an era of Hollywood that I wish I could just sit in one of those pitch meetings behind yes. one of the giant mounds of coke just hiding back yes. there and listening in on these insane pitch meetings.
And I think what happened with this movie, I saw this movie as a child uh-huh. because this was the era when like to go to the movies with your family, your parents were like, we're not going to see some, we're going to find whatever is like PG and right. we're just going to go see it. And it doesn't matter if it's good or not. And I right. have a feeling My Blue Heaven is rated PG. But I think what happened, I remember reading once that what happened was Steve Martin was, I think, originally cast, and maybe he's like a producer of the film as well, as the FBI agent.
Okay.
Which you could see that working really well, kind of in like a Planes, Trains, and Automobiles kind of way.
Right, sure. Yeah.
But
he's
but
a little more straight-laced than that. Sure.
Yeah, exactly. But I think they couldn't find somebody they liked for the mobster role. So they were just like, well,
we've already got Steve Martin.
Yeah. Yeah.
It can't be too different to do the diametrically opposed opposite character.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And he's just basically doing the most stereotypical Jersey Italian accent you could do for the whole movie.
Oh man, I can't believe I've never heard of this.
I've given you something to look forward to.
I have homework. There's no campiness happening in this movie. Not right. intentional, anyway. It's not very funny. There are funny parts, actually. I've found some funny parts. You have to kind of make some of the parts funny in order to enjoy a movie like this minute by minute over the course of 14 months, I think I've been doing this now.
83 years.
It certainly feels like 97,000 years. Okay, so let me get my little timer set up here. I'm going to hit start. And so we have just seen them. There was this rally that he created this fervor, and now they're back in the hotel room afterwards.
Breaking it down. Sure.
Where we see they're talking about Fitz already, which was his right-hand man in the last minute. He was sort of like shining a spotlight on this guy during the speech.
Okay.
That's who this guy Fitz is. Okay.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm going to start the next minute right now.
All right.
All right, what's wrong with Fitz?
I don't want to knock the guy, but I don't know.
Okay, so De Niro's been...
Tell me what you feel.
I love that they share hotel rooms. They've already established in the movie that they share hotel rooms as, like, not having to, like, register under your name.
He plays a lot of golf.
So
they have these, like, intimate little moments in their PJs, which are, like, very funny.
So they're kind of... They have, like, kind of the rhythms of a couple in some ways.
A little bit.
No, you cannot walk behind you without getting knifed.
Well, I hope you're right.
I'm always right.
I think they decide who gets which bed.
I can sleep like a babe with
Fitz. you think that's a thing?
A little guy.
Well, if there's a little living room, Frank has been made to sleep in the little living room, like on the cot.
Like on the pull-out couch or whatever. Yeah.
That son of a bitch.
Ooh.
What's the matter?
Language.
Nothing.
Oh, that's it. Okay. That's a whole minute. I'm really sorry.
No.
This is one of those minutes I feel like I have to apologize for. So, okay. So Jimmy Hoffa was saying, like, oh, I need you to stay with me in the room because I don't want you to.
Because I get scared.
Because I get. Well, that's what I think it's going. That's where I think it's kind of going.
Yeah.
Is the cover story is, oh, I need you to stay in another room so that your name isn't on the hotel register. But I do think he's kind of like maybe scared of the dark, or like just had this, like seeing him here in his pajamas. I feel like this has like a slumber party vibe.
He's wearing an undershirt under his pajamas too.
Yeah.
Like, is Jimmy Hoffa a never nude?
He might be a never nude.
Is there a pool scene later where we'll be like, I don't know, but I don't want to get in the sauna. I hate saunas. A sauna killed my father.
Maybe he just gets very cold at a Sonic.
That's true. That's true.
Those hotel rooms can be very cold. I don't know.
Fair.
What I think is strange is I'm pretty sure they're in one of the hotel rooms that Jimmy Hoffa helped finance with union money. So I don't know why they're sharing a double room.
No, that seems unnecessary.
That seems
like
strange,
if you own the hotel.
If you helped with the hotel in some way, there's you're getting some sort of a suite, right?
I would think so. I would think at the very least you could be like, hey, can we maybe it's just free breakfast though. Who knows?
Maybe. Here's an issue that I've run into is I have these questions that I end up devoting an entire episode to. And then literally the next day, which is 4 seconds later in real time in the movie, my question is answered.
What was your question leading into this?
Why are they in a double room?
Oh,
like,
I see.
There's a very good possibility that the very next line could answer the question that I'm asking you right now.
Right. They're going to be like, in this universe, king mattresses are outlawed. That'll be what they tell you.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to talk about this minute that I haven't already addressed? Because really not a whole lot happened.
I just like how comfortable, like, there's a lot of good comfort here where they're just like, yeah, man, we go to work all day. And then we go back to the room together. It kind of feels a little bit like camp almost.
There is like a
this
camp.
Is their best camp friends.
Sure. Or like there's a weird sort of like business trip feel to it, even though one of them like commits murder for the other one.
But that's a business.
That's sure. It's a business. That I think is what the whole movie is about. Right. I think we're getting into the whole Scorsese oeuvre.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good summation. Is like, yeah, murder can be a business. Yeah, that's murder's fine.
Totally a business. And there's also a lot of questions about like intimacy here. Like I know Anna Paquin's in this. I've been really looking forward for over a year of seeing her. She's the older version of his daughter, so I've only seen the younger actress.
Yeah,
but. She knows that he's up to no good and the family unit is falling apart while at the same time he's here with Jimmy Hoffa, you know, sharing pillow talk and brushing their teeth and their PJs together.
So this is my question again, having not seen anything leading up to this and having no idea what comes after this.
Right.
Is De Niro like, are De Niro's concerns based on anything or is it just like, hey man, we're supposed to be best friends. Why are you hanging out with Fitz? I thought we were going to be lab partners. Like,
I don't think it has anything to do with Fitz. I'm even really not sure what the Fitz thing is.
Right.
I think the general gist that we're marinating in right now, that I've been marinating in for a few weeks now, is that Robert De Niro's character thinks that Jimmy Hoffa is maybe a little bit of a softie. We saw a scene where he was sort of losing his shit. That the guys that were doing crime in the union were like doing it badly and getting him in trouble with Bobby Kennedy, who is the AG at the time.
Where Hoffa was losing his shit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was like a big baby about it. Mm. And then he's turning around and doing all these rallies where he's like whipping these guys up about being in the most honest union and this and that and the other thing. And it's like, maybe he doesn't like what he's seeing. That's what I think. That's where I think this is.
So going. De Niro's like, hey man, you're not criming enough. I thought we were crime pals.
I think De Niro is like, oh, this Hoffa guy is kind of a big baby.
Okay.
And he's not handling his shit. Whereas a mafioso guy who was in the army or whatever, and I know how to handle my shit.
Right, right.
And now I'm stuck with this guy.
See, I choose to read this as a like purely the fragility of male friendship story.
Okay,
like,
sure.
Based just on this minute. I've decided The Irishman is about, and I think that's why they go with Irish, because like, you know, the Irish stereotypically are bad at talking about their feelings and bottle everything up. And I think this is all a movie about how hard it is as an adult man to make new friends, to be vulnerable, and to be okay with those relationships growing and changing.
As an Irish Catholic myself, I'm deeply touched by this.
Was that too real?
I think you're really hitting a nerve right now.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
There's a lot going on in the world, man. Just, you know, yeah, emotions are fraught.
You're right.
I think you're really hitting the nail on the head, though. That's a real third rail.
God, wouldn't it be nice to stay in a hotel right now?
You know what? People are doing it.
I know people are doing it, but like, I'm not doing it. And it would be nice to do that.
I really like your read on this, and I think I'm going to go with that. I should follow up with you as I go through the movie with how that read is. Yeah,
please let me know. Please let me know. Like, I have a feeling, again, it's not technically a spoiler because I haven't seen the movie. I have a feeling this friendship does not last.
I also know just enough about Jimmy Hoffa to know that this also probably does not work out well for everyone involved.
Right, right.
Yeah. There's an interesting, at the very, very beginning of the movie, there's an interesting scene where he seems to be sort of talking to himself. This is Robert De Niro, not Pacino. He seems to be like talking to himself in an old folks home. So I think, but he's narrating this story. So I think what we're watching is the recollections of like an old man who knows some secrets, but no one listens to him.
And he's like, it turns out Jimmy Hoffa was my only friend.
It turns out Jimmy Hoffa was my only friend.
And then I killed him and buried him under a giant stadium or whatever.
And my daughter, Anna Paquin, squinted at me and went, no, Dad, that's not the way.
That's right. And she's like, let's go watch My Blue Heaven. It's much more, it's much lighter fare than this.
Yeah, I'm going to go watch that tonight and then do a podcast breaking that one down minute by minute, too.
You're going to be really mad that I told you about it because it is like a truly nonsense movie.
Great. Okay. I love finishing movies and then getting mad at the people who told me about them.
That's called Twitter, I think.
Yeah, I know. This whole podcast is an exercise in that. Well, anyway, thanks for doing this, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.